Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The language was spicy. The ramifications are near infinite. Just what did the latest landmark case out of the Supreme Court do for American jurisprudence and the Trump administration? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Don't do this ever. WSFA Channel 12, Florida man uses finger guns to steal Waffle House napkins. Wait, what? Finger guns, Madison County, Florida. A Waffle House employee called 911 to report an attempted robbery. The suspect was unarmed and left simply after grabbing some napkins. Edward Rodriguez was identified as the assailant. He entered the Waffle House wearing a gray hoodie. He had a little dog. And then he shouted, "Get on the ground, y'all getting robbed." And then he stated later he was high and drunk, grabbed napkins, and walked out. He got into a vehicle and left the parking lot. He did not appear to have a weapon, but he did raise his hands in the shape of a finger gun. Yeah, you can't go and throw hands, finger guns or otherwise, at a Waffle House. I'm surprised that the employees didn't like go into, octagon mode and leap out from behind the counter and beat him down in the store. But also, I mean, would you not know that that was kind of a stupid joke? What would you do? Somebody walked in and was like, "Y'all getting robbed," and had finger guns.
I think there's a couple factors here we need to know. How drunk was this person? How late was it? I don't know, but I don't know. I don't think I'd put up with any of that.
Would you call 911?
I don't think I'd call 911.
Yeah, I would just have my shotgun, like, well,
for napkins.
For napkins. I don't know. Let's see here. We also have a Florida man was arrested. He was trying to poison his ex's liquor bottle with bleach.
Oh.
Why?
You can tell
that stuff. I mean, even unless you're drinking, what am I thinking of? Everclear.
Oh, gosh.
Then maybe.
You could run vehicles off of that stuff.
You can run the planet off of a bottle of Everclear. What are you talking about? I feel like Always Sunny in Philadelphia when they're like, "What's the fanciest like liquor that you can think of?" And they're like, "Oh, Goldschlager." Yeah, because, you know.
It's got gold in it.
Yeah, it's got flakes of gold in it. And then that's when they did the nickel schlager. And okay, anyway. Deltona Beach, attempted poisoning attempt. Investigators say the victim went to her ex-boyfriend's home to get her stuff. Her friend went with her. She, and I don't know why, but the two decided to take a shot from a bottle of Tito's to calm their nerves. And apparently the uncle that went with the girl realized that something was really wrong and that the drink was tainted with bleach, and they called the police and he admitted it. And he said he also put it in her facial products. Well, that's just an astringent at that point, you dummy. Let's be honest. Big Pharma profited off of your fear while silencing your voice. They controlled the narrative, blocked access to real treatments, and then told you what you could and could not take, all to protect their bottom line. Medicines like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, mebendazole were all labeled dangerous and dismissed, even though millions found relief and recovery from them. This Independence Day, All Family Pharmacy is standing up for your freedom with their biggest sale of the year. You get buy one, get one free on these critical medications with a doctor's prescription included, shipped fast and direct to your door. No corporate gatekeepers, no big pharma middlemen, no bureaucratic roadblocks. At All Family Pharmacy, all medications are made from 100% domestically sourced materials, ensuring the highest quality and safety standards you can trust. Because medical freedom is American freedom. But this offer won't last. It ends July 13th. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for buy one, get one free. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Take back your power and make America healthy again.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
It's called a labubu. And the reason I know about this thing is because apparently I saw an adult woman with one on her giant lady purse. Oh. I'm not even kidding. It is a plush toy. I don't know how else to put it. It's like a monster toy, and it was created by this Hong Kong Belgian designer, and it's sold exclusively at a Chinese-based realtor or real retailer, Pop Mart. So that's because I don't do Chinese stuff, so that explains a lot of it. The CCP probably loves it. So when I heard teddy bear made of human skin, I immediately thought of a labubu. Now, they're not all like teddy bear looking things. They are someone said it looks like a Mesopotamian demon.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Apparently a K-pop Lisa from Blackpink wore one on her purse, and it like exploded. It started in Thailand, Southeast Asia, and now grown women. So the woman, it's a friend of a friend. So I don't feel bad that I'm talking, and she's kind of a moderate, so I don't feel bad. She had a grown woman. She was like 50 something. I don't know why I'm whispering. Like, she was like 50 something, and she has like had like this huge, you know, fancy bag, and she had this thing on it. And my first inclination is to go, WTF is that, you know, and just be real. But I didn't. I was looking at it. And so I asked another woman, I was like, why does she have a toy on her bag? And she was like, oh, that's a labubu. Like, I was supposed to know what that was. I'm like, oh, labubu? She's like, oh, that's a labubu. I'm like, what the hell is a labubu? It's like is it like Beanie Babies? Remember when adults, I will never forget this old photo that I saw. And it was a photo of this couple that were in divorce court in the 90s, and they were dividing up their Beanie Babies in their divorce settlement. They were literally on the floor of the courtroom with piles of Beanie Babies by each of them. And I thought, my first actual thought was, well, why wasn't this the moment that society was declared dead? I don't know. So labubus are apparently really, it's hard to get one the one that you want, because you usually have to get them in what they call, you know who explained this to me? Carol Roth. Carol Roth knows all about them. I don't know why Carol does. They're incredibly expensive. So some of them are like, can be like $90. And then the more valuable ones can go for thousands. And when you purchase them, if you want a specific one, it's going to be super expensive. Or you do just what they call a blind box purchase, and you just buy a labubu and they give you whatever one they want to give you. And it works. That kind of abusive marketing works on dumb women. I don't get it, but that does. And you ought to hear about some of this stuff. It's insane. It's like some of them were like, one of them was like $10,000. I'm not kidding you. They look like giant teddy bears that people hang on their bags. And there are stories of people that are stealing them in the street. They have safety issues because people are fighting over them. They had a human-sized labubu that was like $200,000 that sold. They had a limited edition release one, a regular-sized one that was $31,000. All these celebrities like Rihanna and everybody else are wearing them. So now everybody else is wearing them. I mean, aren't we just talking about inflation and the cost of eggs, and now people are walking around with expensive little Mesopotamian demons on their handbags? Like, what in the world is wrong with society right now? But if you think that's dumb, you haven't seen all of it. So do you guys know what Stanleys are, right? A lot of people, I feel like, went to Stanleys after Yeti stepped in it. Remember when Yeti was really popular and then they got real dumb after Parkland and real weird about Second Amendment stuff? And then I think even before then, because I had friends that work in the outdoors industry and they were kind of turning on Yeti because Yeti was partnering with all of these outdoorsmen and women. And then anytime anybody did anything firearm related, they like would pull sponsorship or something like that. It was a big controversy. And I feel like people started gravitating towards Stanley's. Now, Stanley was what my grandpa took his coffee in when he would go hunting. And it was just like a giant green thing with a twist off. That's how I remembered it, right? Now they have the tumblers. Now, full disclosure, I have one because it keeps my stuff cold and it has a handle on it. And I almost hate carrying it out in public because I don't want to be like one of those people. But I have to have my adult sippy cup. I have to have diet soda or ice water in my tumbler at all times. It's a Texas thing. You got to have one. Otherwise, the world stops spinning if you leave the house without it. I'm saving the earth. So Stanley's, the tumblers that they have, they make, I can't even believe I'm saying this, accessories for it. Have you heard of a Stanny pack? So you have your Stanley, right?
Sure.
And you would put a backpack on it.
What?
It has its own backpack. There's one showing you right now on the simulcast.
What?
That's a Stanny pack. Now, there's different kinds. They make designer Stanny. This is what... Where is Smod? Where is the sweet meteor of death?
Thank you.
They make all kinds. They have a carrier bag for them. What? So you can get like a neck carrier, like a, you know how you would have a baby Bjorn for your baby? It's like a Stanley Bjorn for your Stanley. And then you put your Stanley in it and you wear it on your neck and it has a Stanley pack. Oh, but wait, there's a Stanley pack. There's more. Oh my gosh, there's more. You can get entire skins for it, straps for your Stanleys. Oh my gosh, there's like charms. Now you might think, oh, that's real sweet that little girls have that. No. Guys, for whatever reason, fashion has convinced women to infantilize ourselves and do this stuff because there are women I like that do some of this. I don't get it. And I'm mad because I didn't invent it. That's what I'm mad about. Why didn't I invent a Stanny pack? I mean, that's a stupid idea that is making buku bucks for somebody out there right now. Right? Like they get them personalized and all this stuff. What does this say about society that it's these, what I don't, I am trying to understand the psychology of it. Like there's, especially in Texas, it's a big deal. You get your Stanleys and all the girls go to, and the guys have them too, but the guys usually have guy colors. The girls want pink and they have their names on them. They have their Stanny packs and they have all this stuff. And it doesn't matter what zip code you're in. It does not matter. That's the thing. It is unifyingly ridiculous. I don't get it. What is Kane? Would you ever walk around with a thermos that had a little fanny pack on it?
No,
you wouldn't.
No,
no,
nope. Matter of fact, those old Stanley thermoses that you referenced that your grandpa had and your dad. Well, listen, I had one and it fit right in the top of that lunchbox. That was the accessory to my Stanley back in the day.
Yeah.
I had one of those big old lunch boxes that the Stanley thermos would fit right in the lid.
Yeah. It keeps it cold, but, and I, that's why I have, because I drink tons of water. I take allergy medication too. So it dries out, you know, dries everything out. So I drink tons of water anyway, but I don't put like they have charms on them. And so I'm like, okay, you have Labubus and Stanleys. I have yet to see in the wild a woman with both of these things. If I do, I'm so taking a picture of her. I don't care if I get beat up in the process. I'm so going to do it. I'm just going to be like, oh, wait a minute, don't kick my ass until after I get the photo so I can put it on Instagram and be like, what in the world? I haven't seen both of them in the wild at once, but I have seen them singularly in the wild. And I don't understand this at all. Is this like the Beanie Baby craze thing? Is it like that all up? But Beanie Babies, wasn't that something that little kids were in? Were adults really into it? I mean, what does an adult do with a Beanie Baby? You don't play with it. What do you do with it? I don't get it.
Put it on the adult shelf.
What?
With all the other adult Beanie Babies.
What? I do not understand this stuff at all whatsoever. I get it that some people have the things that they like to collect. I get you. But hear me out. It's weird. Okay? It's weird, right? It's weird.
It is.
I don't know. But I felt like that when I saw that teddy bear made of human skin, my first thought went to the Labubu. And then I had a friend tell me that their daughter had asked for a Stanny pack and Stanny accessories, and I didn't know what that meant, and I literally had to be explained to, like, I was five, because I didn't understand that, oh, you buy things for your cup like you would a child. Oh, now we're accessorizing our drinkware. Why didn't I invent that? Guys, we are all in the wrong industry. We all need to combine our thoughts here, and we need to take over this industry, something fierce. Or we need to have a stupid idea for the next one. And the folks who help make the program possible, it is the people over at Kel-Tec, the new generation sub-2K. It folds fast, optics stay in place, and deploys just as quickly, zeroed and ready. It's innovation with a twist, and it's available in a variety of calibers, including now 10 millimeter. It's a foldable carbine, and it's really easy to do. You don't have to detach anything to fold it in half, and you don't have to attach anything once you unfold it. Put it back and deploy it back ready to go. It accepts Glock mags as well. Standard 15 round Glock 20 mag folds down to 16.5 inches for easy storage and transport. Simple and reliable blowback design. You also have an internal buffer for softer recoil, light and 5 pound trigger pull, integrated M-lock, and rails for accessories. It's good for whatever your needs are, including backpacking, camping, law enforcement, church security, even whatever you need. Kel-Tec makes it right here in the U.S. of A. American Materials. You can find more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, yeah. All right. So first up, NASA, there's more to this than meets the eye. NASA apparently discovered a super Earth called TOI-1846. Right. And it's supposed to be a super Earth due to its size. But with a temperature of about 600 degrees Fahrenheit, I don't think that anybody could live there. I mean, I myself love a dry heat, but this might be a little much. Just saying. It's not likely habitable. There is a similarity in terms of size, but they said there were some weird signals coming from it. But the weird signals apparently are a starlight dip from transit. I don't even know what that means. So it's just customary. It's just like a, I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that they're all wrong. They could be. Popular zero calorie sweetener could impair brain blood vessel cells, according to a study. I don't care. Actually, it's erythritol, which if you're like, you know, keto, that's like a popular sweetener. It's horrible. And isn't that the one that has a taste?
Yes.
It's horrible. Oh my gosh, this chemical needs to die in an AIDS fire because it's one of the worst things. It's like, I'm going to bake something nice and defecate in it. That's what this does. It is one of the worst artificial sweeteners. It tastes like a plague. It's that horrible. I hate it more than anything else I've ever hated in my life, actually. Except the devil. Hate him more. Beyonce's unreleased music was stolen from a car in Atlanta. I really don't care. Do we care? I mean, what is it, from the Cowboy Carter niche album? I don't know. But apparently, it was a car used by her choreographer. How did he get music, though? How does the choreographer get unreleased music. Unless I guess he's, you know, choreographing her. But still, you would just like let him. Don't they have like a kind of a skiff for this stuff? I don't know. I'm just guessing. A robot. Robot umpire. No. Nope. Nope. Don't want this. Nope. Robot umpires are going to make an all-star game debut. Yeah. They're going to use this in regular season. Robot umpires. Yeah, robot umpires. Yeah. MLB has been... Now, when you say robot umpire, I look for that little short little robot to run up awkwardly on the field. That's what I'm looking at. They've been experimenting with automated ball strike systems in the minor leagues, and now they're going to use it in the all-star game for the first time this summer. They said that pitchers think everything is a strike, and then you go back and look at it, and it's two or three balls off. They said, you know, yes, they want to challenge it. Steve said that they used it last night. It worked well.
Yeah, the All-Star game was last night. It's essentially not a robo ump. It's just an automatic system. Like,
why are they saying a robo ump then?
Yeah, it's not a robot. It's just a replay clicks. System.
A replay system. See, this is misleading. This is fake news. It's fake news because it's not even an actual robot. Like, if you're telling me a robot umpire, I'm expecting like an actual robotic person-looking thing standing there on the field. Heavy rains and flash flooding across the Northeast. This has been the rainiest summer I think I can imagine. It rained pretty much all day yesterday. Well, basically after 3 o'clock, it rained all night. And heavy rains, flooding, stranded vehicles, all kinds of stuff. New York, Pennsylvania, etc. And then last but not least, New York City saw its second wettest hour in history. They had a terrifying freak flash flooding yesterday. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Bottom of this third hour. So TSA, you may, it's being hinted, the next big rollback might be liquid restrictions on flights. Department of Homeland Security suggested Wednesday that they're pushing for the TSA to ease up on its liquids, aerosols, and gels rule. Now that the airport security has ditched the shoes off policy, hallelujah, by the way. And I think it's smart if Noam is going after all this stuff. I mean, she should. Like I said, I'll give her a pass on however she wants to look at any event or whatever she wants to do, whatever, you know, aesthetics she wants to tweak. I don't care. I'll give her a pass for everything. You make this a thing that happens, girl, I don't care if you wear a fur to the border. As long as it's ethically sourced. I don't care. So, because right now you can only have 3.4 ounces of liquid with you. And this is what I don't... You know how stupid this all is? First off, when you're going through airport security, and this is all because of after 9/11, and you had the shoe bomber, and I guess, what was it? Somebody else that tried to set off some kind of bomb with a liquid. So they banned like regular size liquids, and you had to have 3.4 ounces, which, as everybody knows, is teeny tiny. And it is so infuriating because you can't hardly get, like, the stuff that you use doesn't always come in travel size. And then you have to put it in these stupid little travel bottles, and it's a pain in the backside. It's like a science experiment gone wrong in the bathroom. It's horrible to try to make it all happen. So I always thought it was weird that, you know, you would have to ditch all your liquids or water bottles or anything. Everybody throws everything in one trash can right there when you're going through security. And it's like, well, if that's suspect and you have to get rid of it because of potential explosiveness, you're all putting it in one trash can at your choke point. Now, if I'm playing a strategy game, you know, like, you know, with the family the other day, we're playing Earth Defense Force, right? You know, you want to get a choke point and then you set off an explosive, you know, at a choke point, you know, you get everybody going through there, you take out the enemy. I'm just saying, that's, you know, it seems bad. I always get nervous when I'm always nervous going through TSA because of that reason. It's a choke point. I am never most heightened in terms of awareness as when I'm going through TSA, because if I was a baddie and I wanted to do something, it would be at that choke point. It's right at the entrance, right in front. And that's, everybody's in a line. Everybody's waiting there. It's just like, it's the most mind-boggling, insane thing I've ever seen. Anyway. And then the 3.4 ounces. My gosh, that's not enough for anything. What if you hate checking your bags like me? Because Murphy's Law, in terms of lost bag, would always happen to me. So I don't check a bag. I can get everything I need in a week unless I absolutely have to. And if it's work-related, if I'm like on a work trip and it's like a week-long thing, maybe. But I don't know what I'm speaking of this cruise that we're going. I've the MRC thing. I have no idea what I'm going to do then because that's international. I got to have three. Oh, and that's the other thing. If you're flying international, doesn't mean that they're all going to reduce their restrictions. That's just if you're flying domestically. So I don't know. But still, they give a few exceptions for a medication and infant formula and that. But if you want to fly with higher volume liquids, you have to put it in your checked bags and then pray it doesn't get lost or wrecked. Because I've had airlines crush my suitcase before. I've had one busted suitcase where it was just, I don't even know what happened. It looks like a velociraptor got a hold of it. And then I had one where they put it up and you get it on the jet bridge. And I mean, it literally crushed my suitcase. My wheels were busted. I had to like pick it up and carry it through. And that's when I got one of those super strong suitcases. And then they're just like, well, we'll give you $50. Hope nothing in it was broken, you know? So I don't know. I would hope, because I hate having to carry everything in like my one personal item bag. And that's what I have to do. So I don't know. But the shoe thing is good. But taking out the liquids and all that stuff, I mean, aren't they also getting to, the way that I understand it, they have like new scanners. So some airports have new scanners. And this is, and I also wish that TSA at these security checkpoints would let people know in advance with a sign whether or not the x-ray machine or the machines that you're putting your stuff through, if you have to take that stuff out or not. Because I have flown where some of the newer machines, you don't have to take your liquids out. You can keep it in your bag and they just notice it. But then if you take it out, I mean, I've had agents like scream at me for taking it out of my bag. And I'm like, there's literally no one to, this is, has always been the rule. When was it not the rule? You know, it's like, please be kind to your travelers when you're going through, because not everybody knows that you've switched up machines and that they don't have to take this out, or they do have to take it out. I've literally flown through the same terminal and went through one time and they were like, don't take your stuff out. And then the next time I went through that exact same terminal, I got a different machine. I was in a different line. And then they're like, take your stuff out. Why is your stuff not out of your bag? It's like, because I didn't, what? That you, they need notices for this. That being said, I really hope that they do this. To fly domestically and be able to carry, like, you know, a regular, not that I have giant, you know, super value size bottles of shampoo, but just being able to take like regular stuff, that would be nice. Sunblock is super important, like when you're trapped for a vacation, because it's so upmarked everywhere else. That's a big thing. It would be nice. It'd be nice.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.